This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the roots on fire. Wayne Allen Root, welcome to the show. Your relentless conservative warrior, middle class warrior, silent majority warrior, always Trump warrior, not to mention capitalist evangelist, coming to you from the house the Root built. We call it the Root Dome on USA Radio, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea. We call it the Root Dome because two go in and only one comes out, and I guarantee you it's me. I shoot from the hip, I speak from the heart, I let it fly, and I take no prisoners. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I'm American made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. In the immortal words of General George Washington, if you want peace, prepare for war. And that's why every day we go to war here on the Wayne Allen Root Show. This is an example of why we need to go to war. You don't understand how bad it is. As bad as everyone thinks it is, it's worse. Gender therapist claims your baby sends you nonverbal messages that they are transsexual. They're coming for your kids. They want to poison them with their insanity, their insane bullspit nonsense. Turn your attention to this psychotic monster and try and tell me otherwise. Gender therapist explains that baby girls pulling bows out of their hair and baby boys opening the snaps of their onesie are trying to send a message that they are trans. No, you're sending a message that you people are psychotic. I have a colleague who's transgender. There's a video of him as a toddler, so he was assigned female at birth. There's a video of him as a toddler tearing barrettes out of her hair and throwing them on the ground and sobbing. That's a gender message. A child wore the little onesies with snap-ups in between the legs, and at age one would unsnap them to make a dress. That's a communication. Let me tell you something. This therapist should not be allowed within 1,000 miles of a child. They should be called child abusers and potential pedophiles and have a mark on their face and be locked away in a home 1,000 miles away from children. This woman, who has all manner of education and degrees and certification, believes wholeheartedly infants are capable of communication, and what they're trying to explain is that they're transsexual. Because the wrong sex was assigned to them, the wrong gender was assigned to them by their mean, conservative, closed-minded, intolerant parents. How does a child know what a onesie means, or what a dress means, or what a clip in their hair means? They don't know these things. You know what this person is? A charlatan and an insane person. Trying to jam the trans agenda down our throats. And yeah, kids cry all the time. They're not crying because they're a boy or a girl. They're crying because babies cry. They're hungry, sleepy, dirty, or uncomfortable. This woman is deranged. Deranged. This comes on the heels of a video that's out there of a professor at Old Dominion University attempting to soften the language used to describe pedophiles. You got to protect your children from these people. These people are evil. These people are mentally ill. These people are wicked. These people are the devil. And it's all over the place. It's not just colleges. It's not just therapists, psychologists, psychiatrists. Parents, teachers, and principals are speaking out against the Los Angeles Unified School District's decision to defund the police. Unfortunately, the risk of doing this is so great they won't do interviews unless their identities are hidden. In Los Angeles schools, It started as a woke initiative to protect students from those allegedly dangerous cops. But as anyone with a brain could have predicted, the result is that fewer cops on campus means skyrocketing crime, including assaults and rapes. Nobody's immune. Teachers are getting assaulted regularly. Students who aren't in gangs won't speak out for fear they'll be targeted next. The predictable madness is showing up across the district. One parent named Brittany Jackson described how her 15-year-old daughter was knocked to the ground and beaten until she suffered a broken nose and a concussion. Her mother no longer feels safe sending her to school. Most schools where the older students attend have rival gangs of students that regularly engage in violence. CBS obtained security video. This is all going on in Los Angeles public schools. CBS obtained security video showing brutal fights breaking out inside and outside of classrooms, with more than a few of the participants requiring medical attention. Other videos show a teacher being assaulted by a gang of students in a hallway. At Muir Middle School, a student was sexually assaulted inside of the school. And just between August and October of this year, there have been 108 assaults reported on LAUSD campuses, which is Los Angeles Unified School District campuses, 16 students having to be transported to the hospital. CBS interviewed one principal who would only agree to speak to a reporter if his face and voice were obscured to hide his identity out of fear of retribution from liberal school board members or students. When asked if police are missing on campus, he said tremendously. He went on to say he's very concerned for his own personal safety and is wondering whether it's worth it to continue the job. All this was predicted by people who opposed the entire defund the police movement. You can't replace the cops with violence disruptors carrying clipboards or psychologists or social workers. This was insane from the beginning. And by the way, do you know who these gangs are? If they're not the Crips and the Bloods, guess what? They're made out of illegal aliens. First we let them all in. Then we find out they're MS-13. Duh. They have tattoos up and down their face and up and down their arms and up and down their back. So then you let them in as a Democrat. You let them in and you send them to our schools. And now they're intimidating and murdering and insulting. And you're defunding the police. Insanity. I mean, just completely insanity. And can you imagine what's happening to the kids? Can you even imagine? What is this story about? Ping pong balls could determine the fate of Biden's vaccine mandate. Biden's vaccine mandate for private employers could come down to the bounce of a ping pong ball. Republican officials in 27 states, employers, and many conservative and business organizations filed challenges to the vaccine mandate in numerous federal courts as soon as the OSHA rules were released. Several unions filed challenges in other federal courts, contending it doesn't go far enough. Cases are expected to be consolidated under one of the circuit courts in a decision expected as soon as today. Which federal court ends up with the case could determine whether the requirement gets tossed out, a reflection of how the judiciary has become politicized. The New Orleans-based 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, where a majority of justices were nominated by Republicans, issued a ruling putting the mandates on hold. Allison Orr Larson, a professor at William and Mary Law School, co-authored a study published this year that found growing partisanship in federal judicial decisions. What a shocker. You mean you didn't know that? The study found that over decades, rulings on cases in which all judges in a circuit weighed in were generally not decided along party lines based on the presidents who appointed the judges. But now it's all changed. The increasing partisanship in a branch of government that's supposed to be blind to partisan politics was seen in judges appointed by presidents of both parties. And Larson says it's not clear why that was or whether it will last. Yeah, you're living in a dream world. First of all, even the ones Trump appointed, let alone the ones appointed by other Republicans, they're all bad. There's not a judge out there that thinks like Wayne Allyn Root, and I think like the people. So there's nobody out there that thinks like the American people. They're all elitists from Ivy League schools, and they're all liberals. And the question is, do they go all the way to the left on the communist scale, or do they peel back slightly to the socialist scale? Or do they go even further to the hate America scale and hate white people scale, even though I'm white? That's what I met at Columbia nonstop, white people who hated white people. sick mentally ill people. Liberals are all sick and mentally ill. So the point is, whatever panel, whatever judicial circuit panel gets this ruling, you know, it makes this ruling, gets this case and makes the ruling, will be the one that determines whether vaccine mandates go or stay. And you don't even know if a Republican-leaning court gets, federal appeals court gets this case. You don't know if they'll rule the right way. Like I say, Republicans aren't even Republicans anymore. They're all fake Republicans. They're rhinos. So that's been our choice for all these years, and that's the problem. Everyone you vote for, everybody we nominate for judge, there's only two kinds of people. There's communists and there's communist light. Owned by the establishment, owned by Big Pharma, owned by the deep state, owned by the D.C. swamp. What there's not is a true conservative patriot. There's no Trump people on the judiciary. By the way, polls show voters favor Republicans in the generic congressional ballot by 13 points. 13 points. Another poll, nearly two-thirds of voters want Joe Biden to step aside and let another candidate run in 2024. Another poll, half of Americans believe Biden has accomplished little or nothing. Former Clinton advisor, most Democrats will be wiped out after the 2022 election, and the majority of Democrats left over will be black or Latino. 12 more states sue Biden over Biden administration over vaccine mandate. One more headline you need to know. Biden's border crisis continues. Illegal crossings surge 128% year over year in October. And inflation surges, pushing gold to five-month high. How many times do I tell you on this show to own gold and silver? Own gold and silver. Own gold and silver. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran owned, service disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and un...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. The Rittenhouse jury is done for the day. Deliberations to resume tomorrow. So the riot countdown clock is postponed till Wednesday. And maybe Thursday, you're all safe for the night in Kenosha and the rest of the nation, quite possibly. It's so bizarre that anybody would say, let's stir people up to riot and destroy the country over a white guy shooting white people. You know what's amazing? It just goes to show you. There's an automatic riot and the country burns down every time a black guy gets shot by a white policeman. So it just goes to show you how rare it is that it ever happens. Because it doesn't happen very often. I haven't heard a word about a white policeman shooting a black guy in so long. Probably because they don't want to. They're like, holy crap, let him just go. I'm not going to ruin my life over this, even though he's a murderer. It's really quite amazing. Quite amazing. Why would you want to burn the country? Who would want to burn our great country down? Biden's job approval hits two new record lows. As of today, President Biden's average job approval rating, his average rating, has for the first time dipped below 42%. It's at 41.9. And then there's the gap between his approval and disapproval, which is now 10.8 points underwater. 52% disapproval rating on top of 41% approval. I mean, Biden is sinking. And those are not... That's the real clear politics poll of polls. That's all of them averaged together. And almost all of them are fixed, rigged, oversampled Democrats. The real Biden ratings, in my opinion, are in the 20s. You know, they're showing Kamala Harris at 28, and they're showing Biden at 38 in some really good polls. But I think Biden's really at like 28 and Kamala's probably at 18. Because they all oversample Democrats, all of them. Sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way, Tangible Investments. I just told you that gold hit a new five-month high today. Gold is just flying, flying. Let's see where it wound up today. Let's see. Is it getting close to 1900? Here we go. I'm at CNBC. So gold's at 1853. 1853, and it's at a five-month peak on persistent inflation bets. Everybody understands where gold is headed because if inflation goes up, gold goes up. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America, 35 years in business, billions in sales. They've been awarded the PNG designation, meaning less than 1% of the top precious metals firms in the world, best of the best. And they might have the lowest overhead of any precious metal dealer in America, so they can afford to give you incredible deals. And I counted on that when I accepted them as my advertiser. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price. Who does that? No one, ever, anywhere. Just say Root. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root to get the best deal on the planet, 800-384-41. Their website's TII1.com. And I keep telling you, the chief law enforcement officer in America should be under arrest. He should be in manacles and be perp walked out of the DOJ. Merrick Garland, the Attorney General of the United States. House Republicans on the Judiciary Committee today sent a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland after an FBI whistleblower provided a protected disclosure revealing the FBI's counterterrorism division is compiling and categorizing threat assessments related to parents, including a document directing FBI personnel to use a specific threat tag to track potential investigations. So the FBI has already started going after parents. Can you imagine what's become of our country? What has become of our country? The evidence, an email sent the day before Garland testified on October 21st, referenced your October 4th directive to the FBI to address school board threats and notified FBI personnel about a new threat tag created by counterterrorism and criminal divisions. This disclosure provides specific evidence that federal law enforcement operationalized counterterrorism tools at the behest of a left-wing special interest group against concerned parents. You wonder why they're about to be destroyed. There's not a parent, there's not a taxpayer, there's not a worker left who will ever vote Democrat again for you crazy Nazi nutcases, control freak nutcases. This guy, Garland, came under fire last month during congressional testimony for weaponizing the FBI. And he said, no, I didn't do that yet. And now it turns out he did weaponize the FBI against nice parents. You know what their crime is? White parents. It's now a crime to be a white mom and dad in America under Democrats.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kenosha, Wisconsin is on edge as a jury in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial deliberates. The jury started deliberating Tuesday morning and have asked for extra copies of the jury instructions. Closing arguments wrapped up Monday with the defense saying the 18-year-old was justified in the killing of two men and injuring a third during riots and protests in Kenosha last year. Constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley believes the prosecution is facing an uphill battle.
The problem is you make yourself an issue. That's what Binger has done. He has contradicted his statements so often, presented evidence that was not borne out.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. House Democratic leaders expect to vote on President Biden's big social spending bill later this week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the show. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Energized Health. John and Chelsea Jubilee are Energized Health. They are the founders and the owners of Energized Health. They're regular guests on my show, sharing the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. About their program, intercellular hydration, and the results of this Energized Health program. Everywhere I go, everybody tells me, you look fantastic. You look unbelievable. You can't be 60 years old. And I tell them, well, you know why. And I never can say another word. They always go, I know. I listen to your show. Energized Health. Tell me about it. And then I tell them about it, and they join. Last night I was in Costco, and a woman stopped me and said, Wayne, is that you? I said, yeah. She said, I'm on Energized Health. I've lost 60 pounds. And I'll tell you about that interaction with her last night on the show, you know, on the show in a minute. But I wanted to finish telling you about Energized Health. So I was on the program for that initial 88-day program. And then you're on it for the rest of your life. But the 88 days are special, and they're a little bit different and a little bit stricter. And then after that, you relax. So I'm still on Energized Health, but I'm not on that first 88 days. That first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I've never lost any of it back. Matter of fact, my wedding is this weekend, and I look great. I fit in a tux like I'm 18 years old again. And that's the thing. Everybody coming to my wedding is saying, well, we tried on our tux, and we haven't worn it in 10 years, and we can't fit. It doesn't work anymore. But mine fits perfectly, and it's because of Energized Health. These guys did a great job. Don't take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com. Check out hundreds of amazing testimonials at energizedhealth.com, or cut to the chase. Join right now. Mention WAR, Wayne Allyn Root, and get 40% off. 40% off for being a fan of this show. 888-444-8895. 888-444-8895. Go now to energizedhealth.com. 888-444-8895. So, I got to dig into this one. Nearly half of Americans believe Biden has accomplished little or nothing. By the way, the only thing wrong with this poll is, who the F is the other half? How stupid is the other half? Almost half all Americans, believe Joe Biden has failed to accomplish anything at all since taking office, a new Washington Post ABC News poll shows. Remember, all these polls are rigged to be pro-Democrat and poll too many Democrats. And still it comes up with this number, so it probably means 60% of Americans. Well, actually, 63% of 1,001 adults polled said Biden has achieved not very much or little or nothing at all. And by the way, that figure much higher than Trump, who they claim was so unpopular, or Obama or Clinton. According to the poll, 51% of respondents would choose Republican House candidates over Democrats in their own jurisdiction. Politico reported the number is the highest percentage for the party since the poll first asked the question 40 years ago. This makes the number higher than GOP wave years, 2014, 2010, or 1994. 94 is the Newt Gingrich landslide. According to poll results, Biden's approval rating dropped to 41%, with 53% of respondents disapproving of his work in office. Just 31% said Biden kept most of his campaign promises. 70% said the economy was not good or poor. Wow. I mean, just the man is the most hated president in the history of America. He makes Obama look popular. Here's another poll. Nearly two-thirds of voters want Joe Biden to step aside and let another candidate run in 2024. Yeah, but that would suck, right? If Biden steps aside, or if, you know, between now and then, I don't even think he'll make it anyway. I mean, he's a man in severe decline. Soon he's not going to be able to stand up. You know he wears diapers. He makes in his pants. I mean, you know, it's a disgusting thing to say, think about, but it's true. It's so clear. Everybody knows he had a poo-poo incident at the Vatican visiting the Pope. They had to rush him into the men's bathroom, and he didn't make it. We all know that. He did make it, but he didn't make it, if you know what I mean. In any case, you know, I've heard people call short, but I never heard of a president doing it in the shorts. It's really disgusting. Who ever heard of something like this in the history of America? The Hill Report, 61% of registered voters said Biden should make way for another figure in 2024. 24% said he should run again for president. 15% said they weren't sure. A plurality of Democrats, 45%, said they want Biden to run again. 37% said he should step aside. 87% of Republicans, 59% of independents said Biden should make way for another candidate. Aren't you amazed it's only 87% of Republicans? Who is this other 13% that they think it's okay? What a joke. Voters favor Republicans over Democrats by 13 points in the generic congressional ballot. Likely voters. See, that's the ones I care about. Polls that poll likely voters. That's reality. Everyone doesn't matter. Not everyone votes. But likely voters are almost certain to vote because they vote every year. Likely voters favor Republicans over Democrats by 13 points on the congressional ballot, up 10 points in a week, Rasmussen poll says. Now, that I don't understand, because a week ago it was a 10-point lead for Republicans. So how is 13 points up 10 points in a week? I guess the other poll was not a Rasmussen poll, and this is the Rasmussen poll. If the 2022 midterm elections were held today, 51% of likely voters would support Republicans, 38% would support Democrats. Wow. Those are historically bad numbers. Historically bad. So it's that it would break that far for Republicans in a week. And it's in a week where Democrats passed what they call the bipartisan infrastructure bill. 13 Republican morons, sellout moron traitors, gave cover to Joe Biden so that he could actually call it bipartisan. And still the people hate him, and it keeps dropping and dropping and dropping. And that could be why former Clinton advisor Dick Morris predicts not many white Democrats will be left in Congress following the 2022 midterm. He said a majority of Democrats remaining after the next election will be black or Latino. Pretty much everybody in America is voting Republican. In any case, I want to tell you about a more important thing, okay, than all of this. I mean, that's all a little good news to brighten your day, but I said from day one, these big pharma companies, remember, I'm a huge Republican and a huge Trumper. You'd think I'd love big pharma. I've defended the big companies, Walmart and big pharma companies and Costco. I've defended them over the years. Because we used to all be on the same side, big business and small business. Not anymore. I've said this for years now. Not anymore. There's a huge division now. And big business is always on the side of Democrats. And they're definitely always on the side of the deep state and the D.C. swamp, which is worse than just Democrats. And yet, I think big pharma is so horrible when it comes to this vaccine, this COVID vaccine. And I said from the beginning that the test results were a disaster. They held their clinical trials, and there was no control group. They disbanded it and gave everybody the vaccine. I said you can't trust anything that happened in this rushed situation. And I was right. I told you so. More people, here's the headline, more people died in the key clinical trial for Pfizer's COVID vaccine than the company publicly reported. I hope you're listening here. Chris, what was that? There's not enough time. There's only a couple minutes left in this segment. Yeah. Well, yeah. Anyway, we had a guest that was supposed to come on. He was late, and we'll just reschedule. But more people died in the key clinical trial for Pfizer's COVID vaccine than the company publicly reported. Pfizer told the world 15 people who received the vaccine in its trial had died as of mid-March. Turns out the real number was 21. What's important is it compares to only 17 people who died who hadn't been vaccinated in their clinical trials. So Pfizer and its partner BioNTech posted a six-month data update from their key COVID vaccine clinical trial, the one that led regulators worldwide to okay the shot. At the time, when questions about the vaccine effectiveness were rising, the report received worldwide attention. Pfizer said the vaccine's efficacy remains relatively strong. It also reported 15 out of 22,000 people who received the vaccine in the trial had died, compared to 14 of the 22,000 people who received a placebo, a saline shot, that didn't contain the vaccine. But these were not just COVID deaths. In fact, they were mostly not from COVID. Only three of the people in the trial died of COVID-related illnesses. One who received the vaccine, two who received the saline shot. The other deaths were from other illnesses and diseases, mostly cardiovascular. Researchers call this data point all-cause mortality. Pfizer barely mentioned it, stuffing the details of the deaths in an appendix to the report. But all-cause mortality is arguably the most important measure for any drug or vaccine, especially one meant to be given prophylactically to large numbers of healthy people to keep them healthy, as vaccines usually are. So by the time the researchers released their update in July, the data was already more than 4 months old, and they had stopped collecting information about deaths as of March 13th, the cutoff date. But even at that time, their figures were troubling. The researchers first said four placebo recipients, two vaccine recipients died, one after the first dose, one after the second. The July update reversed that trend. 13 recipients died, they announced, compared to only 10 placebo subjects. Further, nine vaccine recipients had died from heart attacks or strokes. And, of course, regulators worldwide had found that Pfizer and Moderna mRNA vaccines were linked to heart attacks and strokes. At best, the results suggest Pfizer, who pushed this on a billion people, did nothing to tell the truth. Wow. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Just in time for Christmas, giving the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98, and they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko is the sponsor of this segment of the show. He developed the Zelenko Protocol, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pack, and zinc sulfate. It reduced hospitalization and death caused by COVID by 84%. He is a board-certified physician in New York. He's provided counsel to the White House, governments on four continents, hospitals, physicians, and nursing homes. And he has now developed Z-Stack, a nutritional supplement that gives you vitamin C, vitamin D3, zinc, and quercetin all in one capsule. Just two capsules per day will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. It's a science-based formula using natural vitamins instead of drugs, all built around zinc, one of the most well-known immune support ingredients. Z-Stack is GMP certified and made in the USA, and all you have to do is go to my website, as in the Wayne Root website, root4america.com. Click on the link to purchase your bottle of Z-Stack now. Good time to mention my website, root4america.com. I'm Wayne Root. The website, root4america.com. And just click on the link that says Z-Stack. You cannot miss it. To purchase your bottle of Z-Stack now, and just to show you, I'm going to go there now real quick and show you what you find at Root for America. First of all, right near the top, you see this gigantic Z-Stack bottle, and you just click on it, and boom, you go to the Z-Stack website. So I made it easy for you. And then at the very top, you will see three arrows to click on. One is to listen to my Wayne Allen Root radio show in Las Vegas, live on AM 670. You click on it and boom, you're listening live. And the next one is to listen to my national radio show, this one on USA Radio. You just click on it, you're listening live. And the other one is to click on Spreaker and listen to the War Raw podcast. I've got podcasts 7 days a week, including the all-important one on Fridays, which I put on video as well. And so if you click at the top of my website on video, it takes you to a page with all of my videos on it. And those have all of my video podcasts. So that's where you find them all, root4america.com. So Rochester, New York, declares a state of emergency amid unprecedented rise in violence. They don't even need the Kyle Whittingham verdict. There are cities all over America that are just, they're all run by Democrats, and they are a mess, and the crime and the looting and the shoplifting, there's no point in owning a business anymore. Nobody can own a retail store. Boy, am I lucky I never got into the retail store business because, you know, I'd stand guard in front of my store with a shotgun. Nobody would walk out of my store and shoplift my products, I can tell you that much. Rochester, the fourth largest city in America, in New York State, has declared a state of emergency because of a drastic increase in the number of homicides and other violent crimes, making 2021 one of the deadliest years in recorded history. Wow. There have been 247 local violent offenders arrested since the beginning of the year, 134 arrests for firearms, 71 reported homicides. Gun violence showing an increase of 95% from a year ago. Medium age of the victims, 28. Youngest victim, less than 1 year old. The oldest, 89 years old. This country is out of control, and it's all cities with Democrat mayors and minority-majority cities. So explain to me, black people, explain to me, Latinos, explain to me, people of color, what's the Democrat Party doing for you? You're living in misery. You're a slave in your own city. You're a serf. You're locked in your home once it gets dark out. And even while in your locked home, gunshots could go through the window and kill your children. And the criminals, they're in charge. Not the police. You've defunded the police, you idiots. You let Democrats defund the police. Who would let somebody be that stupid to defund police? Whoever came up with this idea, without police, what have you got left? Nothing. There is no society without police. Here's another story. Looting and violence become a normal way of life in lawless, morally bankrupt, Democrat-run cities. I mean, it's true. It's incredible. The people, it's just it's every man for himself. It's the purge in every Democrat city. On any given day, looters and thieves steal more than $100 million worth of merchandise from retailers. An estimated $45 billion in merchandise is stolen every year. Do you understand that figure? On any given day, looters and thieves steal more than $100 million worth of merchandise from retailers on a day. That's $45 billion a year. Much of the merchandise is resold online or pawned off. Nobody stops you anymore. They just walk out of the store with TV sets. Not even because there's a riot going on. Just every day now in these big cities. Because Democrats made the laws so lenient for shoplifting, there's this spike in property-related crime. What's the point in buying anything? Anybody can steal it anytime they want. Recently in Connecticut, retail employees stood by and watched as criminals loaded up their cars with stolen merchandise. One employee warned another employee, keep the music low, one employee warned another employee not to stop the crime because he could be fired for doing so. The group of looters were never confronted. No one even dared to call the police. Weeks later, the same group of looters were caught on video again, wheeling big screen TVs out of another store's front door. Again, nothing done to stop them. So they're going to keep doing it to store after store after store. These are small business owners. Many states have increased the threshold of what constitutes a felony. So criminals just steal without being afraid of strong penalties. Because it's not a penalty, it's a misdemeanor. Nearly two-thirds of retailers report they've seen an increase in crime in Democrat-run states that made laws more lenient on shoplifters. And the worst cities for crime now, organized retail crime, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Oakland, Chicago, New York, and Miami. 100% Democrat cities that defunded the police. Morons.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.